The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Antique Dealers Fair returns to the RDS after a two-year COVID hiatus from today. In an increasingly digital world, one jeweller has found a new, younger customer who's concerned more with provenance than the size of the ring. That jeweller is the owner of Courtville Antiques, Matthew Weldon. Matthew, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Very it's a family business. It goes back and back.
It goes back a very, very long time, yeah. It's a circa 1890 when my great-grandfather started trading in Dublin about then.
Okay, and you have now taken over the reins.
I have, yeah, I trained and I worked in my father's and brother's shop for a long time, and then I set up my own business in Powers Court Townhouse about 4 years ago now.
Now, this business of young people being interested in antiques, where has that come from?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to mention the C word too much, but it was probably down to COVID, I'd say, actually, because, you know, prior to that, a lot of antique dealers probably weren't marketing online and social media, and they probably didn't think that the younger market were too interested in antiques. But at the IIADA show last night in the RDS, I mean, throngs of young people attended, a great diversity, of course, all certain ages. But what really stood out to me was the younger clients coming in the door and asking very detailed kind of collector level questions, I would say, about the antiques on display.
Now, you've brought me in some examples of fine jewellery. There's one, it's a lovely bracelet with a number of stones and studded with diamonds. Yeah. How old is that?
That particular piece you're looking at there, Pat, is circa 1890. It's got French hallmarks, so it'd be late 19th century French, set with beautiful sapphires, all natural and untreated. Which is quite rare. Most sapphires, they're enhanced to bring out their natural colour, just a little enhancement, but those are all completely natural, came out of the ground, that colour.
Okay, and then there's lots of diamonds. If you were to walk in off the street, how much would you pay for something like this?
That particular one is one of our most valuable pieces. Obviously, we bring in our star-studded pieces into you, Pat, but that one is 100,000.
100 grand.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've also presented me with a little ring box. It has three rings, which are sapphires. Now, what's the difference? Don't tell me which is which, and we'll try and have a guessing game. But what is each one without telling me which is which?
Well, I brought three emeralds, actually, into it, but they are all Art Deco. So I wanted to keep that uniform, because I really want to try and stump you here now, Pat. But they're all emeralds, Art Deco. The thing I'd say to you when you're looking at them, though, is the value of coloured stones, emeralds or sapphires, any stone, derives from their colour and their intensity of colour rather than their size. And that's the type of thing that we get on Instagram and TikTok from these younger clientele, really asking about the colour and the how to assess colour and grade it.
So how old are each of these?
They're all 1920s.
They're all from that Art Deco period?
Yes.
And the stones are also from that period?
All three of those rings are 100% original from 1920s, yes.
Well, I was going to say that the one on the left, which has a very intense emerald colour, was the cheapest. But now that you've told me colour is the most important, I'm going to have to flip and say that's the most expensive. And then there's one with a large surround, which I'll say that's the second most expensive. And the middle one is the one that is perhaps the cheapest. Now, where do
Pat, you've got hit the nail on the head there, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't have hit it, though, unless you told me the intensity of the emerald was the key.
Yes, and that is exactly it. The surround of diamonds obviously comes into it, but more and more, especially in the last 3-4 years, fine coloured gemstones have grown in value a huge amount. And that one, that particular one on your left that you see there, that's a very vivid green. It's what they call in the trade a green. So there's no modifying colour. And that is an exceptional gemstone.
So you find that younger people, for an engagement ring, for example, or just a very special gift, would like something with a story attached.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm finding that there's young people are spending more and more time researching exactly what they want, and that's opening up different channels available to them. So whereas it would have been kind of diamonds only, and obviously diamonds are still a huge part of the engagement market, emeralds, rubies, sapphires, all different stones are becoming more and more popular.
Now, you've been doing videos on social media.
I have indeed. We started our TikTok account just when COVID started, and we've up to about 140,000 people on that, but very engaged all over the world. Like, we have people coming in from America saying, oh, I saw you on TikTok, and they want to say hello in the shop. We did our podcast, Gem Pursuit. And again, this is to do with the young people seeking out lots of information so that you can really get a deep dive in Gem Pursuit and learn all about the gemstones. So
it means you have, when a customer comes in with money in their pockets, you've got an educated customer who will ask you all the right questions.
Yeah, we always like to think we have a few more bits of knowledge we can add. But yes, they're very knowledgeable. But that's great, because you can just start talking about the jewellery straight away then. So.
Now, what's going to happen at the RDS this weekend?
Well, judging from last night, there was people queuing up outside at 5 o'clock, and thankfully the weather abated just before that, because it was raining just before that. But today, that was a private preview. It was super busy, and, you know, as you said, it was 2 years hiatus. It's open to the public today, and I expect they're opening up now, and I expect it to be super busy.
Where can people find your videos, by the way? Because I was reading that you have a series called Golden Girls, the women who influenced jewellery in the 20th century, which took you to Paris and Helsinki and places beyond.
Yes, yeah, that was good fun. That was our latest series of the podcast, Gem Pursuit. That you'll get on Apple Podcasts, or you'll get on Spotify. Or also, our TikTok is Matthew.Weldons, and our Instagram is the same handle.
Okay, and the RDS, the Irish Antique Dealers Fair, is open until Sunday, I presume?
It's open till Sunday, it's open till 8 o'clock this evening, and 11 till 6 Saturday and Sunday.
Very good. Matthew Weldon, owner of the jewellery store Courtville Antiques, which is found in the Paris Court Shopping Centre. Thanks for joining us, and I'm sure you'll have huge crowds flocking to you at the RDS.
Yeah.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.